8. Rico. Rico descended into the loop station closest to her apartment in Dome 3's A District, a section of Praetan reserved for the wealthy and important. Not that she was wealthy or important, but being the special officer responsible for relations between Proxima and Earth did afford her some small benefits, including the oversized cube in the fancy part of town. It didn't mean all that much to her. It never had, especially not after Austin died. The way the other residents stared at her when she left her cube was always a powerful display of snobbery that would have unnerved anyone who hadn't already stood toe-to-toe against a slick of xenotrife. It wasn't her style. It never would be. She was glad to leave it behind. And she was leaving it behind. She didn't need Hyrie to spell it out for her. The clues were there, and she was smart enough to read them. The Relia were coming. Things were going to change. For her, for Proxima, for Earth, for better or for worse. At least she wouldn't be standing idly by while it did. The loop station was quiet so late at night. Most of the residents were already in their home domes. When there were more people around, the advertisements that lined the walls and called out the products and services for sale faded easily into the background. Now they assaulted Rico's senses, each one vying for her attention as she swiped her wrist over the scanner to gain access to the platform. Only a handful of other people waited there with her, each doing their best to keep to themselves. Rico patted her pants, feeling through them to the bodysuit she had put on beneath. It was light armor, a spider steel weave that rested beneath the hardened plates of full combat armor. Tough enough to withstand a lighter caliber round or anything but a direct hit from a trife or knife. Light and thin enough to conceal. She knew she was going to need it. She reached into her pocket. A hole in the back allowed her to continue through to the sidearm strapped to her hip. It was the latest Centurion tech, a miniaturized rail gun that fired 3-centimeter smart darts at nearly 1,000 meters per second. A standard-size magazine held almost 100 rounds, and she had an extra magazine tucked into a pouch resting against the small of her back. The pod arrived within a minute, the bullet-shaped transport sliding to a stop on a soft hiss of air. The doors opened, the passengers making the exchange. Rico boarded near the rear, taking a seat by the doors and leaning back. The ride from Dome 3 to Dome 1 would only take a minute, the pod rocketing just beneath the surface of the rocky planet. She felt the slight increase of momentum past the inertial dampening systems, and then again as the pod decelerated to a stop at Dome 2. The process repeated, and she was standing when the doors opened. She walked briskly through the station and up to the surface. The streets weren't crowded, the motorized traffic limited to a few scattered scooters and smaller vehicles. Rico hurried across the street, following one of the many narrow side streets that split the taller buildings. She needed to get across town, out of the more wealthy neighborhoods and into the dregs. That wasn't the official name for the oldest slums in Dome 1, but that's what most of the residents called it. It was everything a slum was supposed to be. Dirty, crime-ridden, populated by addicts and thieves. The largest reclamation center in Praetan was located in the dregs, offering temporary housing to nearly 1,000 ex-convicts who had completed their sentences on off-world mining rigs and were hoping to make a new start. But new starts were hard to come by on Proxima. Honest businesses didn't want to give cons another chance, and the trust was ever present, always on the lookout for the next desperate soul they could twist to their needs. A lot of the center residents lost faith in the process and hope in their future, only adding to the already existing quality of life in their part of the dome. Rico was alone and on foot, but she didn't hesitate to enter the dregs, and she didn't worry about running into trouble. She was a former Centurion Marine, a clone with enough resemblance to her source material that any sober thugs would recognize her as someone to steer clear of. Any non-sober thugs wouldn't stand a chance anyway. She made her way down the street, checking the time in a translucent overlay embedded in her eye. It had taken 20 minutes to reach the dregs from her apartment in Dome 3. Not bad. Even so, she was sure her contact was already waiting. She could smell the reclamation center before she saw it, the scent of sweat getting thicker as she neared the building. Passing through one of the splits, it moved into her line of sight, a tall, wide building that nearly touched the top of the dome. It didn't look all that bad from the outside, save for the number of windows that had layers of gel patch over the cracks in them and the graffiti along the base. Then there were the ex-cons, sitting idly on the sidewalk outside the building in a group nearly 100 strong. "Hey, chica," one of them yelled to her as she approached. "You looking for a man?" Rico smiled. "Actually, I am. Is Abel around?" A group of 6 cons stood up, quickly surrounding her. "Who's asking?" one of them asked.
"Special Officer Rico Rodriguez," she replied. "What generation are you?"
a woman in the background asked. Rico looked over at her. She had a similar build and nearly identical hair, though her face was a little wider. She was a Rodriguez, too.
6th, Rico said.
"Damn," Rodriguez replied. "I wish I was 6th. I'm a 4th.
"You look good for your age."
"What good is that going to do me? No work for cons unless you want to join the trust. I made a mistake, but I was a good soldier. No way I'm signing up with them."
"Copy that," Rico said.
"Special officer," the man blocking her path said. "Centurion Spacer?"
"Adjunct. I told you I'm looking for Abel."
"What's your business with him?"
"That's my business."
"I'm making it my business."
"Are you his bodyguard?"
"No. Just a concerned friend. Abel's a popular guy the last couple of days."
"Who else came to see him?"
"Some gort with silver blonde hair."
Rico nearly bit her tongue.
"Last name Bennett?" she asked.
"How'd you know?"
"Lucky guess."
Her heart fluttered anew.
"I need to see Abel, now."
The man rubbed at his chin.
"How much is it worth to you?"
Rico was tired of the game. She lunged forward faster than the man could react, grabbing his neck and twisting him into a chokehold.
"How much is your life worth to you? I'm a special officer. I can get away with it."
The man started coughing, his eyes dancing to his henchmen, expecting them to help. They weren't going to. Not against a spacer clone.
"Ghost Tavern," the man wheezed out. 2 strands east, and then..."
"I know where it is," Rico said, letting the man go. "Thanks for your cooperation."
She hurried away, not bothering to look back. The cons wouldn't harass her. Their lives were shit, but they still wanted to live them. She was more confused than ever. What the hell was Hyrie planning? And why had he sent a Bennett?